I'm recording.
So am I.
We did it, guys. We pressed the red button.
Yep. And we're matching headphones now. We're fucking geared up.
We're taking this podcast seriously. After 3 years, we decided to start taking this podcast seriously. And by matching headphones, that's right, right?
Yeah. That's what we decided to do. Well, it's just we're gearing up. We're 3 weeks away from me being there. It's pretty great.
I can't believe it.
So we have to start all of our shit. We're going to dress like my grandma and my aunt. They're twins. They're identical twins. And they, even when they have not lived in the same city, they call each other every day and wear matching outfits pretty much every day.
Oh, we should really, and we should also start telling people that we are identical twins.
Yes, and just dress always the same.
I don't think you guys are identical. No. We look, watch, and then we'll like switch places and be like, yeah. Which one's which? Like the ball and the cup trick?
Right.
Okay, which one's got a ball inside of them right now?
Yeah, here's the game. Okay, so look at me. This is a ping pong. I'm going to put it in my pussy. And now we're going to scramble around. We're going to skank around each other.
Skank around each other.
Turn on really loud ska. We'll skank around. And then when they stop the music, where's the ping pong ball?
They won't be able to find it.
I know.
We have a lot of fun plans. Since, I mean, bars are going to be closed forever. So right. It's not like we can, like, go out and do fun stuff. So
we got to make money somehow. You know what I mean? And we love you guys are on the Patreon. And thank you. And we love that. I got OnlyFans popping. We're making shit happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And this is just another side hustle.
And no one can ever win because they'll never be able to find the ping pong ball because wherever it goes.
We're identical twins.
We're identical twins. And if you think that thing's not going to disintegrate within 30 seconds of entering either of our bodies.
From our acid?
Yeah.
You know, like the in Alien, like the saliva in Alien?
Yes.
That just acid? That's mm-hmm. what's inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. Alien acid.
Wet acid pussy.
Oh, Jesus.
How you feeling? How's your new house?
It's great. I got my coffee table.
Oh, cool.
I'm very excited. Oh, it's going to be like a prop. By the time you get here, it will fully be like a proper house. Including, there was a big storm yesterday. So I want to go check on the neighbor. Because we got home at like 11:30 last night and was basically asleep. The tree in their backyard completely like cracked and their power line's down.
Oh, wow.
Like in their yard. Like I woke up this morning, I was like, huh, didn't notice that last night when we got home. Good job on me.
Yeah. So you're going to go check on the neighbor.
Be like, hi, nice to meet you.
Move into
I live
our
next
home.
Door. I noticed your tree fell down. Would you like to come over for coffee? Does that help? Does that fix the problem?
Well, I was watching last night because I had a hard time falling asleep. I think those energy drinks, the Celsius, while they do put a pep in my step, I think that drinking three of them a day is not the way to go.
Huh. What an interesting theory. I'm shocked that you would think that.
It's weird because I thought, well, I'm not drinking alcohol, that's good. And then I thought, you know, I better have another energy drink so that I can finish reading
this
book.
While I think about this.
Right. Let me have another energy drink while I think about how proud I am of myself that I haven't been drinking since I vomited in a car and also in a mask in a car. In a mask. If you're not on the Patreon, you're really missing out. That was a Patreon exclusive episode.
That was a Patreon exclusive. Wendy threw up in a car, but because we're in the apocalypse, she had a mask on.
Yeah. So I was like shaky. My sleep's all fucked up. And I was watching ID Network. And that show, if you, the one show that they do called Your Worst Nightmare, I love that channel because everything's essentially, it's the same show, but they just title it differently. It's all the same shit where it's like Your Worst Nightmare. And then it's about a neighbor yes. that stalks and kills someone. And then the next show is Fear Thy Neighbor. And it's about a neighbor that stalks and kills someone. And you're like, well, so we don't really need to have different titles for all the stuff. But it's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like the Food Network. It's like, well, it's all the same shit, but they
just food.
They just brand it differently.
They just call every show's just called food.
Yeah.
ID. Everything's called dead.
But there was what you're describing on Your Worst Nightmare last night. And I didn't watch the end of it. Do you ever do the thing where you're like, I can't, I'm going to force myself to go to sleep. And so I just shut the TV off.
Yeah. And that never works.
And boy, was I wide awake for 2 hours in the dark. And then when I did go to sleep, I had nightmares about getting murdered by my neighbor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one, though? I mean, they've all got motive.
I know.
That'd be the problem, is that it wouldn't be like, they come to the building and be like, I mean, I think all of them did it.
Yeah, I don't. For money? No, she doesn't have money. I think she's just, she's really loud.
And just talk, insane. Just talking to herself. They never hear the other side of the conversation. She is all alone. Screaming.
Well, and they murdered her, but we also think she might have what, from the sounds of it, she might have a very handsome man chained to something, and he's not allowed to leave.
He's not allowed to leave, but she's constantly feeding him ham, so his sodium yeah. levels must be through the roof. He might not even be chained anymore. He's just so bloated
right.
with sodium, he can't walk.
So we were trying to save, not for, we were just trying to save the handsome ham man. That's all we were trying to do. And we had to kill this bitch to do it.
Guys, you figure, we did it together. We figured out the title for this week's episode. Handsome ham man.
Yeah, but in the episode, I was the neighbor thing. You haven't met your neighbors? This is.
We met the one neighbors to the right of us because they were like in the yard doing yard work. Because I want to go, okay, I want to make cookies and go to all the neighbors and bring them cookies and introduce myself because I'm insane. And in my head, I'm like, again, I watched too many TV shows and movies about the Midwest. So I'm like, we have a basement now, gotta have some kids so they can finger each other in it and smoke weed. Got to make cookies and take them to my neighbors, you know, like classic.
Right. And by kids finger each other, you mean your children, siblings,
oh, yeah.
fingering siblings. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously. But not like, you know, like when they're adult children.
Yeah. Once, look, hey, if you guys want to finger your brothers and sisters, that's fine. As long as everyone's over 18. I don't care. Yeah.
Listen, not in my house. You live in my house, you follow my rules. No fingering your brother till you're 18.
The brother's getting fingered.
Oh, the brother's getting fingered. I'm raising a strong woman. She will do the fingering, thank you very much. Oh, we have a barking Lou. That's interesting.
Lou?
Oh, I felt so fucking bad. Yesterday he is really going for it,
yeah,
because that fucking storm, it was gnarly. Anybody in the Midwest, I don't know how far it went, but it was fucking crazy because the Midwest is just, you know, now that I'm in St. Louis, I know St. Louis exists, but then it's that and like Wisconsin and everything's Wisconsin.
Yeah,
we've talked about this before, so I don't know how deep into Wisconsin
I know went. Mandy, our friend Mandy, who's on the Patreon, my friend Mandy, she texted me and she was like, so yesterday I was just grocery shopping and all of a sudden there was a storm and so there was a tornado. And so just in the store, they had to go into the storm cellar of the grocery store.
Oh, it went from yesterday. It was a heat advisory. It was like 108 degrees. And then all of a sudden I went outside at the kitchen to get something out of my car and it was like dark. Like, it dropped, like, 20 degrees.
Holy shit.
Like, more than 20 degrees. And it looked like nighttime. And I was like, fuck. And then it was just crazy, like thunder, lightning, like pounding rain. I mean, my fucking, on your street. Oh, that's fun. I get to drive by your house every day when I come home from the kitchen. It's super fun. But on your street, like a full tree from the park fell over. And then our neighbor's tree. So it was like a huge proper storm. And poor Louie was here alone. And I felt so bad. We were at the kitchen. And Preston was like, do you want to run home? And I looked outside and it was literally like dumping water. Like very dangerous to drive. Like wind and just like pounding rain. So I was like, well, no. It's probably not smart for me to drive home when this is going to pass. Like I'll get home and it'll be over. But we got home and he moved because he was scared. He moved from his little bed. And I was like, where? He was in the kitchen, like against the wall, like in a ball. Like he'd like shoved himself against the wall. And I felt so he got a bunch of liver for dinner.
Oh, poor guy.
So now I think if this happens one more time, he's going to just always pretend like he's scared because he's like, if I get scared, I just get treats for dinner. So
for sure.
I'm going to always be scared.
He's always just going to be whimpering and pressed mm-hmm. up against in the corner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just pressing. Poor little guy.
It was really sad. I know. I felt really, really bad. But I mean, we can't do anything.
Right.
What like, that's just
do?
Like what happens here. So fucking buck up, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Eat your goddamn liver and cool it off. Cool it off.
Cool. Yeah. Cool it off. Hey, Lou.
What? I've never said that in my life.
I don't think anyone has.
I start talking about raising a strong woman who's going to finger her brother, and all of a sudden I'm just a fucking weird mom that doesn't know sayings. Hey, you guys, cool it off.
Cool it off. Hey.
Hey, stop fingering your brother. He's not 18 yet. Cool it off.
Get your finger out of your brother's asshole. I don't care if he does like it. I said cool it off. Oh,
that's too much. That's too much. I'm crying because I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, that's right, guys. Cool it off was embarrassing for me to say. All the other things, I'm like, yeah, I stand by that. But cool it off, I'm like, God, I hope no one ever hears this podcast where I said cool it off.
Our pussies are like acid-spitting aliens. Yeah, you put that on my fucking tombstone. Cool it off.
Cool it off.
Cool it off.
Yeah, I said that. But I if you fucking tell anybody I said cool it off, I will find you.
And I will cool you off. I will cool you right the fuck off.
That's another good ID show name. Cooled off. And it's just about moms murdering their children.
Yeah, it's about moms.
Listen, I told them to cool it off.
Yeah.
And then I had to cool them off.
Hello. I was going to say it's about moms killing their children or any story where someone is stored in a freezer. So those are the two. We can put both of those in there.
Oh,
so
but yeah. And both could be one episode.
Oh, for sure.
Like for sure. Some moms put their kids in a freezer.
Why would you not?
I did. Speaking of putting children in freezers on Sunday. Oh, gosh. I had a fun Sunday. Again, you really got to be on the Patreon, guys, because, you know, sometimes things happen while we're on these calls that are really fun for you to experience.
They're really
not fun for us, no. But fun for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're getting real life. The shit that we talk about where you're like, that seems wacky. Things can't be that bad. Sunday on the group chat, because we're FaceTiming from our regular lives or on these Zoom calls, wherever the fuck it is. Who knows? Cool it. Yeah, I know the difference between
cool
Zoom and FaceTime. Cool it off, listeners. Cool your buttholes off. Cool it off.
Oh, I'm so truly ashamed, you guys. I'm truly it's ashamed.
You're bringing cookies to the neighbors. Now, these just came out of the oven, so remember to cool it off. They're like, what?
What the fuck?
talking about? That's fucking weird, Mom.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, no, Sunday was... I could have put more than kids in the freezer. I would think I could. There were some adults I'd like to put in a freezer after Sunday.
A whole family in the freezer, really.
Dude.
Yeah, it was. But the small child that was here, we had the big cooler from the market in the backyard drying out. And he was very excited about it. It's fucking massive. This cooler's like you could for sure put a body in it. Like one of our bodies would fit in it easily. So like a little kid body, no problem. But he was all excited, and I was like, "Yeah, you can come over for sleepovers, and you can sleep in that. We can put pillows and blankets." And he was super stoked about that idea.
Did you really?
Yes. I wasn't like, yeah, come for a sleepover. That's your bed. We'll put you in the storage room.
Right.
And we'll put a lock on it.
And if you act scared enough, we'll give you some raw liver. That's the trick.
What? Kids are very stupid. They get excited about stupid things.
Right. And like we said, having an animal is the same as having a child. So if a kid gets scared in his freezer bed...
Do feed what them you livers. Do with the,
yeah.
Freeze-dried livers. Hey, that's livers are good for kids.
Yeah.
Organ meats are good for children. Raw organ meats. Oh, I didn't sleep last night. Great. It's time for everyone's favorite segment. Other podcasts that scare us that we're listening to. but I listened to that one podcast... which I got quite a few listeners turned on. So I'm very happy because I was really concerned about Rain Wilson not being able to afford his mortgage. So I'm so glad that we're listening to a famous person's podcast.
Yeah.
But it was a story about like a people. It was at a people that moved into a house. They were not cooling it off. And like weird things were happening. Like things were moving. And, like, they'd buy groceries and the groceries would go missing and, like, money would go missing and all this stuff. And they'd hear noises at night. And I was listening to it. I was like, oh, my God, it's going to be one of those people living in the walls stories. Nope, 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 nope. And then it was.
Okay, now, is this real and verified or is this talking mongoose in the wall story?
I think it's probably between. Okay, first of all, I'm sorry. Jeff is verified. Jeff has a blue checkbox next to his name.
Again, this is on the Patreon. I like that we discussed look, it's all one. Life is one big flowing movement.
I think we talked about Jeff on here.
I don't think so. I think it was a Patreon.
Well, then don't worry about it.
Yeah, then it's none of your guy. If you're on the Patreon, it's none of your goddamn business. But Jeff the Talking Mongoose, Google it. And we're not going to tell you how to spell his name. You have to figure it out.
Oh, God.
Wait, so now what is this? Okay, so were there people live? There were actual people living in the walls?
Like a guy. And then, like, the dad went back, and there was, like, a sleeping bag and, like, food and candles and books and stuff.
Oh, so, like, spoiler alert, the movie Parasite.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, now I don't have to watch Parasite.
You haven't seen Parasite?
No.
Well, it doesn't give everything away. You got to watch that.
No, I'm not really mad.
It doesn't
give stop recording and walk out of the room.
No. So Parasite, and if you haven't seen it, I didn't spoil it. So Parasite, the first you're watching it and you think it's one thing, and then there is a reveal of a person living in the basement and you're like, what the fuck? But then there's still a turn and there's a lot of wild shit that happens after that. So I'm not fully, but I am spoiling a big, big plot point. But there's a big plot point spoiler.
See, I think it's bullshit when people get mad about spoilers. If anything's existed for, I mean, even a week, that's like a big, huge, like Game of Thrones, people are like, no spoilers. And it's like, okay, I get it if it's like the next day. And you had to work or whatever, and you didn't get to watch it. But like, if it's been like a year, and you're mad that you find something out about something you haven't seen, you should have seen it sooner. If it's so important to you.
Correct.
Like, it's like when people get mad, like old movies. Like, I've never seen that. It's like, well, it's been out for 20 years. So you had all the opportunities in the world to see it over 20 years. And if this just ruined it for you, I don't tell you.
Yeah, it's like, if it's
but
super
I am very
important,
mad at your mother.
Yeah, it's super important. Then watch it. And also, if something's good, like if the movies are like the Parasite's such a good movie that you can know that going in and it still is enjoyable. But some people just want to be in a fucking shitty mood. If some, like, for example, this podcast, you know, before you even hit play, it's probably not going to be very good. And that, but it's, you're like, you know what, but I'm going to still listen to it. I'm still going to enjoy what I can.
Well, this podcast really is, I mean, you know, we're living in a time in history that things aren't good. Just things generally aren't good. So you just got to take what you can get and savor every little bit of shit. And this is one of those little bits of shit that you just got to be grateful exists.
Yeah.
Please rate and review.
This little bit of shit. Little bit of shit in your mouth. Look.
But it's like a sweet shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a sweet shit. It almost would, it's like, and that's good for you. Just like raw organ meats and a little bit of sweet shit. It's good for you.
It's like when you know, when they put poop in you.
Yes.
And they put other people's poop in you.
Yes.
Which is, that is fucking real. And if you don't believe me, Google, so this is your homework. Google Jeff. Google man lives in my house. Oh, yeah. Preston got mad because I was like, we got in bed. And I was like, did you lock the door to our bedroom? And he was like, no, we're not locking the door to our bedroom. And I was like, we're locking the door to the bedroom tonight.
Yeah, wait, but I like that you're to Google to find out about people living in walls. You're like, Google, man lives in my house. And it's going to come up like, I don't, my husband, my roommate, my kids.
Man live in house.
Yeah, man, Google, here's your homework. Google Jeff, I'm not telling you how to spell it. You got to figure that out on your own.
Figure it out.
Google, man live in house, and poop in your poop.
Just, no, poop in other people's poop inside me.
Yeah, okay.
Much better. I'm gonna Google right now, cool it off.
The man that lives in house, his poop was calling from inside of me the entire time.
The poop was calling from inside the house. Up idioms, the free dictionary. Cool it off.
It's just a picture of a mom in jail for murdering her kids.
It's all just like cooled off. Like, I gotta cool off. Literally, I don't think anyone's ever said cool it off.
Well, then guess what? Then we're gonna put that on some merch. True as trash. We're gonna get
trash,
dude. And I know when you, thank you guys for, I want to say, for like messaging us and emailing us about merch. And we had the mugs that I was hand drawing for a while, which was great and fun. Not very cost effective, but super fun. The cups of pens. That's something, now that we're living in the same city, while we're drinking and watching murder shows, we can together sit on a laptop and make shirts with dumb fucking saying. So if you want to sing.
Well, there's also like good local companies that make t-shirts.
I think
that we
honestly
could physically go to.
Yeah, I like, so true as trash, cool it off. If you've got any ideas, callers, call in.
Callers, what call. We haven't said call. We've been recording for a number of minutes and have not even asked you guys to call in.
Yeah, so callers, call in and let us know what would you like on a shirt. Because the way they're doing merch these days, we can fucking personalize your shit.
Yeah, with a Sharpie.
Correct.
I have all my old Sharpie cup of pens are right here in front of me. I got, name your fucking color, dudes. Name your color.
Yeah. We can, oh, that'll be fun. We can get drunk and then draw mugs together.
Oh, this is not a good idea.
Well, we can't do that anymore with the Postal Service. It'll take you anywhere. It'll take anywhere from 2 to 7 months to get your shit, so.
Oh, it's a joke. Literally don't send anything by, Like, if any, for the Postal Service has been dying for a long time. It's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Like, our mail is now privatized. Like, everything's going to be FedEx or UPS. Mm-hmm. USPS is done.
Well, the thing with the U.S. Postal Service, I mailed a package to London, to the UK.
Right. Foggy right. London town.
I did. I sent that, I don't know, July 28th or something. I did
That seemed important to the story, getting the exact date down.
Yep. Well, it does because it's taking fucking forever. Fucking hell. It's taking a long time, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Honestly? Oh, it's a good thing I didn't send a bag of crisps because they would...
They would have turned to chips.
Hello.
Oh, just a little language humor, you guys.
Get it? We're doing it. I know. We need to cool it off. We're being too funny. Hey, cool it off with the crisp chip humor. We get it.
You know, Pussy Fart Gang, classic crisp chip humor. That's what we're known for.
But I did send a package. Now, I normally... So in the before times, and this I mean like before Donald Trump. So in theory, the reason that you have a national postal service, that your tax money goes to that, is so that it's a lower cost service because you're in theory already paying into the service. You obviously buy things like stamps, you do other things, but it's supposed to be, it was maybe sometimes a little bit slower, but it was the most cost effective of delivery services.
Correct.
I did not even check FedEx. I didn't check any other service. I thought, I'm just going to go to the post offices right here. And when I was mailing it, that's when I started to see, like, hey, this is going out of business. And I thought, that seems to be impossible.
Yep.
Right? Unless someone's forcing it out of business. So I went to the post office, and I got one of those little boxes where whatever you can fit in there is a certain price. And... I don't know if this has always been the price. I haven't mailed anything internationally for a few years. And I did not price check at FedEx. So I don't know. At this point, I'm like, I don't even want to think about the money I could have saved or not saved because we are in the apocalypse. So money is not real. You can't pay for things in cash a lot of places because there's a coin shortage. So who fucking even... This whole country's bonkers. Anyway, yeah. I mailed not a lot of stuff. Small little box. And it was $75.
Jesus.
And it was like not heavy, not a lot of stuff. And it's not, I got an email today that now, so almost 2 weeks after I sent it, it's just now to customs. 2 weeks later. So, and I know it doesn't get things, it doesn't get places super. This is, that sentence
what?
Did not. Whoa.
Oh, hello. Yo.
Oh, I'm not even, I was going to edit that out, but I don't even think I can. That was.
I don't
like,
think I you was, can. I don't know what just happened. But yeah, please put your tea down. I think you're about to have a seizure.
My brain, I'll tell you what happened, is my brain cooled it the fuck off.
I'd say a little too much.
Yeah. And I know it doesn't get there like overnight, but I don't believe it normally used to take 2 weeks.
I mean, I got a package from New York from my friend. That was supposed to take like it was like 3 days. Like it was like they sent it like July 20th or no, like June 24th. And I was supposed to get it like the 27th or 28th. And I got it July 10th. Like it took like a solid, like almost 3 weeks from New York. So I would imagine to go over an ocean, it's going to take even longer.
It's just. And all their stuff over there is very fancy sounding. It was like, it said it's waiting. It's
like
it's,
the town
the package
it's in?
Arrived. No, like just the name of the postal service. I think it was like the Postal Coventry. And I was like, what? Oh, people with swords are looking at this box.
It's the queen. It's the queen's service.
Yeah.
The queen is so kind as to allow you to get mail. All hail the queen.
I'm actually surprised that it didn't get flagged for being an explosive because...
Well, it will now that you said that.
And the person I'm sending it to doesn't, but I, on the off chance that he is listening to this before he gets the package or someone he knows listens to it, I don't want to spoil. There's one thing in it that he already knows he's getting, and it's a Fitbit. It's a hand-me-down Fitbit because I was like, I've been sending him things where I'm like, he goes, I'm getting terrible sleep. And I said, so am I. And I would send him a screenshot. And I'm like, look, you can see when I woke up and I had a panic attack. You can see when my cat walked on me. And this is when I had like a deep REM cycle while my alarm was going off for 2 hours.
Yeah. Don't you also want to be able to see this?
Yes. And so I do like that we're wearing Fitbits, but just to track our sleep, nothing else. And so I sent him that, but to be thoughtful, because it wasn't charged. And again, I'm just very dumb. I didn't really plan. I don't know that I'm dumb. I just didn't think all the way through. So I thought I'm going to charge the Fitbit. I'm going to charge it because if you're not using it, it'll hold a charge for a while that way. Because it's nice when you get a present if it's already ready to go. Like Apple, they have all their products charged so that when you get them, you can just start using them. So I just thought this will be nice. I'll charge the Fitbit, full charge before I send it out. But what I forgot is that a Fitbit, when it's charged, if it sits for too long, it starts to vibrate and tell you like, hey.
Oh, my God. That's right. Because it's like, hey, fat, lazy shitbag, get up and move around.
And so I charged this thing and I felt all proud. I was like, look at me. I'm a regular Tim Cook over here charging products, sending them out. And I get the whole box sealed up. And it's sitting on the desk right before I like took it to the post office. I just heard zzzz, and I look and it's a bigger Fitbit. It's like a man Fitbit. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Because there's so many beeps in my apartment that I don't know what's going on. And then I look, I heard this buzzing sound and I looked and I can see the box like kind of vibrating. And I'm like,
it was in the box already?
Yes. I'd already labeled it and wrapped it and taped it. And I'm like, well. I guess I had to like wait for it to stop shaking and vibrating. And I just was like, all right, buddy, I'm going to need you to be cool.
Okay, really quick. Hold on. Fucking everybody. Let's stop for a second. All your bullshit. The Postal Service does suck, but I think we found a different reason why your package might have taken extra long. I'm pretty sure. You conveniently left. You're like, and Donald Trump, the Postal Service, it doesn't make any sense why a package should take 3 weeks to get to foggy London town. Anyway, so I put this fucking vibrating Fitbit in there. So the box is just constantly vibrating and buzzing. I wonder if maybe they were like, let's pop that guy open and see what's in there, shall we?
Yeah.
You're going to get a fucking bill because they had to call SWAT and the bomb squad to the postal department.
Well, now it's going to take even longer because once they open it, they'll think it's a bomb. And once they open up the box, they see the Fitbit. It's just going to be like, hey, you want to take 125 steps? And so they're like, oh, fuck, we got to follow the demands of this terrorist. And so they're just going to be like marching in place and doing squats and push-ups.
This is, they're going to look great by the end of the standoff.
He's never getting that package.
Oh, I do not think so because it is definitely going to be destroyed. They're going to do that where they're going to put it in like the little robot's going to come pick it up and put it in the bomb box and then they're going to blow it up.
Yeah. Whew, little Fitbit. I was in line at the post office holding it and I felt it buzz just once and I was like, come on, buddy. I'm going to need you to cool it down.
Cool it off.
But yeah, the post office is going under. What else is going on? This is the Andy report. Yeah. Hey, Andy. And see, anything else exciting going on in America? Social Security is cut, right?
Yeah. Everyone's continuing to lose their jobs. People can't pay their rent. You know, so it's really just nothing new. You know, it's the thing. It's been so bad for so long. They're not even talking about it anymore. They're just like, well, listen, motherfucker, this is just the way the life works now. So I don't know what to tell you. Feed your fucking give your kids some liver and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it is wild just to even watch like the rhetoric from the right. And here's what's crazy is the Democrats, no offense, they're not doing any better. Like everyone's just kind of at this point decided that the workers can just fuck off and they've got to protect the people making the money. They have to protect the wealthy. And that's even the Democrats, because they're all in the pockets of rich people because we live in a capitalist society. And it's crazy because I never thought I would even be kind of thinking like this. But now that everything's falling apart, you really see like, oh, people are fucked. Unless you're super, super rich, nobody gives a fuck about you in this country.
No. We talked about this a few episodes ago. It's not just poor people. They hate everyone that isn't Jeff Bezos. If you want respect from the U.S. government and help, you need to literally own a tit monster. It's the only way you can get anything. Oh, but don't worry, because Donald Trump, what's he going to? He's going to get rid of payroll tax for a little bit. So it's fine. So just what's going to happen is next year, everyone's taxes are going to be way, way high, like crazy high, because they're still going to get the money back.
Yeah.
So don't worry.
It's the whole thing is, the whole thing is so fucked and obnoxious. And then Russia, the whole world is, I mean.
Oh, that's big. You guys, Russia got the vaccine.
Dude, I swear to God, you guys, you I have to watch CNBC.
How did we not fucking come out of the gate with this? Hey, you fucking babies. Hey, you stupid idiot babies. Cool it off, because we're all fine because Russia, the most honorable country in the world, has the vaccine. So it's totally cool. And it's definitely real.
Definitely real. And it definitely works. When they were CNBC, I cannot wait to just watch CNBC with you. Honestly, a Mystery Science Theater. It is one of my favorite things to. I always liked it before because I was pretending that I was like, yeah, I'm in New York and money society. And now that everything's falling apart, it's just best.
I'm in New York and money society.
Correct. That's how I refer to my status when I'm rolling the change that I've been collecting for months. I'm not poor. I'm not rolling change because I'm poor. I'm rolling change because I'm in money society. It's like an after school club. I'm investing in unprecious metals, yeah. Is what I'm doing.
Just in the least precious metals. Copper. Actually, no, copper's pretty precious.
All this shit, I'm going to roll change today because I've got, my bag is full again. I've got right now $72 in change already rolled. That's why there's a coin shortage.
Yeah, I was
going to
be like, well, we just figured out whose fault it is that nobody can fucking use cash at the grocery store.
Yeah, no, everything's fucked. And it just the fact that, and what's interesting, and again, I don't know that much about it, but just to watch these people's faces on CNBC, they talked about the story about Putin. They're like, so Russia has a vaccine, and they all just have this like fucking what the fuck face. And he goes, so Russia announced they have a vaccine, and they put up a picture of Putin and his quote. And the guy goes, yeah, that's someone you want to trust and believe. I can't fucking believe. Like, he almost said fuck on the morning show. And he stopped himself. And he goes, what's obnoxious is, he goes, we all know this is bullshit, but the markets are responding as if it's real. And everyone's like, just talking about how fucking big of a lie our economic system is.
Honestly, you guys, it is what Kim Jong Il might as well have popped up out of the grave. Like in Korea, in North Korea, they could be like, the great leader has returned with the vaccine. Like, that's as insane as Putin claiming they have a vaccine. They don't have a fucking vaccine.
No. He's like, we ran trials that passed all of our tests, and all of their requirements are not even what other countries do in their first round of testing. So it's like, yeah, we put it in a couple animals and they didn't die. So yeah, take it. It's just like,
we put it in a couple animals. We put it in a bear. It still was able to ride its unicycle. So I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
We'll start lining up.
Bring your kids.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's a fucking train wreck. Yeah. Everything's a nightmare. Sorry to yawn. Oh, God. And I fucking, well, because I set my alarm, I was like, because when I shut my TV off last night, I was like, I'm going to go to sleep at 10 o'clock. I'm going to wake up at 6. I'm going to get a bunch of stuff done. And then I just tossed and turned. till 1:30 in the morning. And then when my alarm went off at 6, I have this weird thing. It was like you were talking about where I'm like, oh, I'm not drinking, so I should be able to, I don't need sleep then. Well, that's the problem with drugs and alcohol, is you're so used to sleeping a lot on when you're like drinking or whatever, that for me, when I don't drink, I feel like, oh, that means I should be good on like 4 hours of sleep because I'm not hungover. But it's like, oh, no, you still need to sleep.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. So I had panic attacks from 6 to 8. It was so nice. My alarm just I know you love it.
I love it. Oh, that's my favorite. It's my favorite Wendy quirk.
Every 9 minutes, alarm going off.
Oh, I think 9 minutes is generous. And the fun thing, too, is it's not just one alarm she keeps pressing snooze on. She sets about 30 different ones, because I've done this before when we've been in the same room, is just been like, Jesus Christ, and got her phone and pressed stop. And then another new alarm starts going off
with a different sound.
Yep.
It's crazy. You know what I think I want to do? And maybe we can do this in St. Louis when things open up or do online. I know that I would be susceptible to hypnosis. I want to do some kind of a hypnosis for sleep or anxiety.
I'm into this. Oh, we should do that. And then we could write it off because it'd be a business expense.
Yes. I've been hypnotized 3 times. 2 times was by accident when I was just in an audience watching one of those hypnotist shows.
Wait. By accident?
Yeah.
But you were like, so it wasn't by accident. You were like at the you went in to see a hypnotist, like in a show environment, but still. It wasn't like you were just like walking down the street and accidentally got hypnotized.
Yes. Okay, yeah. But like, no, I didn't go on stage and volunteer like, oh, I want to be on stage and pretend I'm cold on a dog. I want to pretend I'm a cold dog, you know, or whatever they make you do.
A cold dog is where you went.
Yeah, they're like, ooh, it's the winter. And you're like, ooh, and people are like, okay.
And then they're also like, and you're a dog?
Yep, you're a cold dog. Now get in that kitchen and shiver until your mama brings you some livers. Oh, but yeah, it's one of those things where I'm like, this is dumb. It doesn't work. And so I'm like, whatever. And I remember like being at Knott's Berry Farm with my family when I was a teenager, my dad and my brother. And I was like, yeah, I'll try. Like, fucking who cares? And we're like, yeah, see, we're all laughing. And we're like, this is dumb. And I listened to the guy for like, and I just remember I came to and I was being walked back up the rafters from the stage to my dad and my brother. Because apparently I like listened to the guy for 2 seconds and my whole body fucking collapsed. And they were like, Jesus Christ. And so they were like, they put a spotlight on me and they brought me, like walked me onto the stage and whatever happened. And then at some point I like started to come out of it. It was very strange. But I remember I felt very rested. That's the real reason to do it. I've never felt more rested in my life.
Oh, can this become like an addiction we start?
Yes.
We both quit drinking. We quit smoking, but we get hypnotized every goddamn day.
Well, they have self-hypnosis, and I want to do research on it. Maybe I'll do that today.
Good.
Just hypnotize myself while I'm alone in a studio apartment.
Yeah, this sounds like a great... make sure you like put a kettle on or something.
I think it's a good idea, but I know I'm susceptible, but that's like with the sleep paralysis. I've been doing some research and they're like, do you have night terrors or sleep paralysis? You'd probably be great at getting hypnotized. And I said, hey, that's me. I can sleep through a lot.
See, I don't know if I could get hypnotized, but I want to try it because I'm just like really smart. And so I don't think, I don't think I could do, because it's, I think you have to. Don't you have to be kind of like into it, like inclined?
No, that's not what it is. It's almost the opposite. And a lot of times just the research and callers call in because we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. The little bit of research that I've done is that actually the more intelligent you are, because that's a lot of people think like, oh, I'm too smart, I can't be able to. It has nothing to do with intelligence. It has to do with your ability to go into deep, relaxing and meditative states. And your brain reacting to things like light. So how quickly, like they'll do tests to see if they can hypnotize you. They do where they have you look back and they put like look into a light, or they shine a light into your eyes. And based on how quickly your pupils dilate and react to the light, they can tell if your brain, how hypersensitive your brain is to like immediately reacting to things.
So first of all, I want to be clear. I don't think I'm too smart to be hypnotized. I'm not too smart to do anything. What you said is exactly why I don't think I can be hypnotized, is being able to get into a relaxed meditative state, yeah. which I think we've all learned by now I cannot do. That is why I don't think I could be hypnotized. I think I am too anxious to calm down enough for that to happen. But let's test it.
Let's do it. Because maybe... And that's my stepmom was like that. She was like, this is dumb. I could never be hypnotized. And she's super high strung. And something about being in a space where it's like, look, you're not meditating at home on a break in between your 5,000 jobs. You know what I mean? It's not like you're like, okay, I'm trying to quiet my mind for 10 minutes before I have to get up and do a bunch of shit and deal with life. And the fact that we're in a global pandemic, you're in a place where someone's like, okay, so for the next hour, you're just going to just relax. Like, that's all you have to do is just relax. She's super high strung. And she was like, this isn't going to work. And she's someone that she went out immediately, like immediately, to the point that it freaked her the fuck out. And she doesn't remember almost any of it.
See, I would love that.
I bet we should do that. I think you would be, it would be good for you and good for me.
Oh, I definitely want to try and do it.
We just play light as a feather, stiff as a board. That's what it turns into.
I'm also good with that. In your spooky new apartment? Yes, please.
In the new spooky jungle apartment? Oh, God.
Maybe a man will live inside there, too. We already know which man it's going to be.
Yeah. We've actually... you've met him in person.
I have met him in person. Mm-hmm. He lives... It's like when he shows me the basement, he's like, don't go in there.
Yeah.
And just porn and candles and journals and cameras everywhere and knives.
This is the basement. Can I go in there? Nope. No. I just want to show you where it is just in case, you know, your friend, when she moves in, if she's not answering her calls or you can't get a text back from her, I just want to show you this is the basement.
And she's definitely not in there.
For sure. Not in there.
If you can't get a hold of your friend, this place that I'm showing you is for sure the one place she is not. So just remember that this place, no need to look, no need to call the police and tell them to look. This place, totally cool.
Right. This place is fine. And in fact, we've had so many incidences of residents going missing and friends and family. The first thing they do is they're like, check the basement. And we have to be like, hey, lady, we already told you your friend's not here. Cool it down. That's happened so many times that we call this the cool it down room. So if you think you're missing friend or family member, if you think their body is in a freezer in this basement, you're wrong. And before you pick up that phone and call the cops, you just remember, read the sign, cool it down.
Cool it down. Oh, God.
Yeah, we've really, I'm excited.
You guys, this episode, we've really said a lot of cool stuff. Handsome ham man. Say that three times fast.
Hello.
Cool it down. Ooh, also handsome ham man. That's what if we ever see John Hamm strolling around St. Louis.
Can I tell you? And this is, look, I love you and I'm very excited to be living close
but
to you.
But this is why you're moving to St. Louis.
Because he's probably going to come back, right? Because LA sucks. I fucking bet he'll be there.
He's here a lot. Like, I mean, he's here a lot. Like, it's pretty normal to see, like, because he's like a huge sports fan. We know multiple people that when the Blue Jays were were winning the Stanley Cup last year, he was here for like most of those games. And he just goes out to bars and shit. So like we knew like three different people that saw him at different bars in St. Louis.
I am getting, not to quote Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, a wet ass pussy. Just thinking about John Hamm. When I just think about him, I just picture, I get so, he's so fucking sexy. And I know everyone else thinks that, but God damn. I am so horny.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Like, you guys, I'm sorry. I shouldn't. This is your mom's fault. This is this mom's fault for getting your other mom so horned up by mentioning the handsome ham man.
Well, he's fucking sexy. I really want to get railed. I'm like mad. Whatever. It's fine. I don't care. I'm not even.
Now you're like an indignant little kid. God, I just want to get railed. Whatever. Fine. I don't care. No, I don't even want to get railed anymore. I don't even care about it.
I don't even like getting railed. That song, so the Wet Ass Pussy song, which I was like, oh, people are making it. There's a lot of controversy about it because
Preston's
apparently,
new favorite song.
Yeah, well, there was a thing like Ben Shapiro. It just is weird, and I understand. I actually, it's nice, you know, that people's like, yes, let's get mad about Wet Ass Pussy instead of talking about the reality of what's going on in the world.
Yes.
But it's wild. This guy, the dude Ben Shapiro, who's this like crazy alt-right fucking monster. He did a whole thing on his podcast and people were posting it all over Twitter and he was reciting the lyrics.
Oh, I want to listen to that so bad.
I did.
So bad.
I made it for about 20 seconds and it was so irritating to me because his voice is like, I mean, so high pitched. There's no bass in his voice. And then he sent, I was looking on Twitter and he sent out a tweet and people were like, and he was trying to like make a joke. Because he's like, first of all, not only is it vulgar, but a wet ass pussy where you need a quote mop and a bucket to clean it up. My wife, who's a doctor, said that's not that. That sounds like you have a yeast infection or vaginal whatever. And he was like trichinosis or whatever fucking something. And the whole internet was just like, this is such a self-owned. Do you not realize that? Like,
oh my God.
He's trying to make a joke like, gross. Who wants to even talk? Who even wants a pussy that wet? That's fucking gross. That's not even real. Even if it was that wet, this is like a medical condition. My wife's a doctor and she said, and it's just really funny. Everyone's like, so your wife's making up excuses for why she has a dry ass pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, no, babe, that's
I think
not
we
normal.
Found the problem.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, it's not normal. Mm-mm, no. Mm-mm,
pussies
no.
Don't get that wet.
They should be really dry, like bone dry all the time, like painfully dry. Especially when their husband touches their arm or any part of their body, it should just fucking dry, just like dry up and seal, hermetically seal itself.
Right.
That's normal. And I'm a doctor.
So I can tell you, a wet ass pussy, more like you want a dry ass cactus cunt. You want it to be just prickly.
Suckled?
Yeah, suckled in, I should say. Sorry, I'm still thinking about John Hamm. I want my pussy suckled. I'm so fucking horny. Can I tell you, OnlyFans is, I'm into it.
I'm excited to talk about this.
I like it because I'm not putting I have like 4 or 5 pictures that post up and it's really fun. And I know for whatever, and people do different things for different reasons. I truly am. I like hypersexual and I get off on it. I get off on sending a picture to someone and having them be like, this is hot. I'm going to jerk off to this. Like, that makes me horny.
Yeah, I have a friend that's like that. I have a friend that, like, will send, like, on, you know those weird webs where, like, you just, like you talk to somebody you don't know?
Mm-hmm.
She'll go on there and jerk off.
I'm into it.
Like, not, like, you can't see your face? Oh, no, that's, like, a thing she does. And she's, like, into it.
Yeah. It's really fun to, like, take pictures and then have somebody just to like look at, appreciate them and look at them. We're in a fucking pandemic. The person I'm dating is across the ocean. And we've had discussions about it where it's like, and I think it's, who knows what will come of it. And I don't want to talk a lot about it publicly because we're trying to be respectful. But we were going back and forth nonstop all day texting. And it's one of those things where you go like, okay, wait a minute. If we want this to work, like we gotta fucking chill out because
we got to cool it off.
We got to cool it off, baby. We got to cool this shit off. Truly. Because it's like, what do we, you know, I think most people thought like, oh, this is going to be over in a month. And now we're like, okay, so this is not a sprint where we can act like teenagers for a month and then go meet in the Greek islands. Like, it's going to be a while.
Oh, but I would love to meet in the Greek islands. Can I go?
Yeah. Whenever that shit opens, if you want to come in like a year.
Yeah.
Let's do it. In the meantime.
Live. From the Greek islands. Which ones? All of them?
Yep.
Oh, you do not know geography.
We want to go to... God! Now I'm fucking horny. I'm just going to... I love OnlyFans because I'll get horny and then I can just like jerk off and take hot pictures of myself. I don't show full pussy. I'm doing like fun little pic photos and I... Thanks to everyone for being on that. And we get... The messages are great too because they're like, I've been listening to your podcast for years. And it's just
Oh, so, I mean, you know, you already basically have seen inside of us.
Correct.
Emotionally. So might as well just fucking really get up in there.
Yeah, it's fun. And it makes it worth it to, you know, it's like motivation to work out. Because again, truly not that, I mean,
no,
you
I know, I know.
Want to look good for yourself, but I, for, you know, sugar daddy stuff, like, is not happening. Like, I'm not seeing anyone, and I'm not, so it's like, it's a weird thing, because for me, and everyone's different, some people don't need sex. Some people don't need it, and it's like, they can be like, oh, I just, that's fine. In my life, I don't need sex, and in a relationship, sex is not important to me, and I know there are a lot of people that are like that, especially a lot of women are like that. I'm not. It's super important to me to have something like that.
Neither am I.
Yeah, so get on.
But some men are also like that.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, good thing we're getting towards the wrap up time of this episode, so that's something you and I can talk about privately on the phone or all the time when I move there. But yeah, for me, it's like I need that in my life, something like that. And so the OnlyFans, and again, I'm not doing like live jerk off sessions with people, but just that little bit of a fucking, I like that flirtation. I need that validation. I like it. It makes me feel good. And yeah, so the OnlyFans, I love it. It's so nice.
Join Wendy's OnlyFans, guys. We are there. I mean, I'm not physically there, but emotionally I'm there.
Yeah, you should start one, because you know what I mean? Like, honestly.
For fart videos? Yeah.
For fart videos. Wink. Yeah, that's what we'll tell the man living in house, that you're doing it for fart videos.
The man living in the house. Dude, Louis.
Not to
eats liver.
Like, yeah. Dude, honestly, not to sound like a fucking bitch, but at some point it's like, hey, motherfucker, if you don't want to see this, I just want to know that somebody wants to see this so that I feel like I have a reason to fucking get up every day and feel good about myself.
Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there. But we're getting there in my own house.
Spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new.